Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we are halfway home on a Monday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Better vibes, certainly, in here this morning and online after pulling out a win yesterday against the Diamondbacks. You know, the salvage win. It's better than nothing, as Craig Elston just let us know. Couldn't agree more.
The alternative is a loss.
Correct. That was very, it was quite a load off on Father's Day, to be sure. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Was just telling the fellas, I got a jam out of here right when the show ends. I got my doctor's appointment, my physical, my yearly, is today. We'll be going over the blood work. I still have those weird marks on my foot.
Right.
They've faded a touch.
That's good.
A tad. But they're still there. The ones that I got.
And as long as they're not spreading up your leg toward your heart, I think that's a good sign.
I mean, I would think so. But we're going to go over all the blood work. I have been monitoring my own blood pressure. It's not been great. Hypertension. I don't know what they... What do you do for that?
Well, there's pills.
Okay. Which, pills don't bother me.
Which is one way to tackle it. There's a diet, eating less sodium.
Okay, I've been doing that.
You're going to get you like some compression socks.
The woman repellers, I'll just wear those around. What else? How do I be less tense?
That is, that's always the question that I think everyone's trying to figure out. Maybe you need to watch less Padres baseball.
You said lock your phone in a box for a week.
Yeah. That's actually not a bad idea. What are they going to tell me today? You know, the cholesterol looks good. The diet changes I have made, the exercise have helped. I saw the blood work. It comes in. You look at it. There's a couple things you see in there, and you go, all right, it's a little bit high, but what are you going to tell me? But like I said, I've been...
No one's blood work is perfect, right?
Right. I don't think so.
Everyone's
I mean,
got like one or two areas where they're less than ideal.
Like Lance Armstrong's something. Blood work, perfect?
You're just hoping they don't have to admit you.
Yeah. Too many steroids in it, I'm sure.
Well, okay, but I mean, other than that, like, I'm sure his diet and exercise are pretty good.
I'm sure they were great.
Yeah. Michael Phelps.
But even when you eat perfectly, I do believe that there are some genetic things that you can't really do much about.
Yeah, for sure.
Like my good cholesterol has always been very low. And
right.
As many things as I've tried, you know, more fish oils, more whatever, nuts, vitamin supplements, whatever, hasn't really changed much over the years. And there doesn't seem to be anything. I tried niacin for a while. Made you flush, feel all weird when you took it. Didn't really help.
Well, somebody says Lance Armstrong was your example. Yeah, I mean, the guy rode. I mean, yes, I know he did blood doping, but the guy was in good shape. He could ride, you know, again.
Maybe you need to dope your blood.
Should I dope my blood more?
Maybe you should get a sample from someone else and submit it as your own blood. It'll look much better.
Now, everyone in the chat that is saying ganja, a.k.a. cannabis, no.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
I've never put something in my body that
loose
makes me feel
cannabis?
More tense than ganja, a.k.a. cannabis. Nothing on the planet makes...
Everybody must get stoned.
Maybe you're using the wrong strain.
I've heard that bit before. I've tried them all. Do you really think I haven't done my research there?
I can testify to this.
Paulie's seen it.
It's like you're smoking meth or something.
It's awful.
You freak out.
It's awful. Everyone says, oh, no, indica, indica. And I'm like, no, no, I've had it.
Big bomba class. Right.
I've done it. I've done the joints and the gummy. I've done it all. I've done it all. It doesn't make me less tense. It makes me more tense. It makes me want to die, actually, which is a weird thing. It just has never, it's never jived with me.
Have you tried getting in touch with nature more?
No, I haven't. I probably should, but I'm gonna have kids to raise and stuff. I got a job to do, and all right, I'm gonna go take a walk
let's
around.
Send
I'll
Woods
be back.
To farm camp.
I would love to go to farm camp. I mean, the thing is, it works for so many people. So many people that I'm like, ah, oh, it's such an easy fix. It's never been an easy fix for me. I told you the last. it was after our last show of the year, and we were leaving for Texas the next morning, and I took one little gummy for sleep, and a weed gummy, one. Within 30 minutes, my legs were writhing in bed, writhing. I was writhing in
not pain.
Not pain. Just writhing.
Anxiety. And
got up, went out to the living room, walked around. Walked around for about 40 minutes in my house. Went to the sink, splashed cold water on my face. Stared at myself in the mirror. Spoke out loud to myself, saying, hey, man, this is just weed. What is your problem? Stop being a bee and go to sleep. Took a Xanax to try to calm down. Didn't work. Took NyQuil to try to calm down. Didn't work. What a combo. What a combo. I was up. I thought about every bad thing I've ever done in my whole life. They all kept rushing to the surface. So does that sound like that would be good for my blood pressure? Because I wanted to die that night. I wanted somebody to take me out.
Ashley in the chat says, have you tried CBD? It's
yeah.
A little different.
I thought it was a bit.
No, it's not a bit.
I think it's a bit.
Muscle. It like relaxes. It just relaxes
the body.
I have
real muscle relaxers, Paulie. My blood pressure's still high. It just doesn't work for me, man.
You're immune.
It just doesn't work. I'm not immune. It's worse. It takes my problems and exacerbates them tenfold.
You're immune to the positive
the benefits of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Positive effects.
It's just tough. I mean, I literally standing in front of the mirror. Come on, dude. You're okay. You're fine. Bro, you're fine. What's your problem? It was one little gummy. What is your deal? Took a shower that night to try to calm down. I mean, you name it. You name it. Yeah, I made some hot tea or something. I mean, it was 6 hours of, like, torture.
What about?
All right, it is 6 o'clock in the morning.
I can help. Just wake Hannah up.
Yeah, that always goes well.
Yeah. I need to sleep.
Well, that's the last thing I wanted at that point anyway, when I was in the death spiral.
I do think there's a bit of a catch-22 situation going in that one of the most stressful things is the fact that you're going to the doctor to have your blood pressure checked.
Yeah, but I checked it yesterday.
You're the one causing my stress.
Yeah.
I know I've got this blood pressure check coming up. If I didn't have to worry about it, I probably would be fine.
I checked it yesterday when I was in a great mood and calm, very high. So the blood pressure's up. I know it's going to be an issue, the hypertension. Yeah, they call it the white coat syndrome. They walk in with that cuff. So
that's like, I remember back in college, I got pulled over by a cop. I rolled through a stop sign. Didn't come to a complete stop. I knew exactly what had happened, but they still, you know, you get nervous.
You're a monster.
And he's sitting there, he's shining the light in my eyes. And he's like, you look a little nervous there, Paul. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm about to get a ticket. Like, what do you think?
Aren't you, as a police officer, don't you want somebody that's nervous? And the guy that's real chill and laid back, you don't want that guy. I feel like.
License, registration, I know the deal. Here you go.
That's me now.
You look a little surprising. Put it on the tab. There, Paul. Paul, that's
I actually remember this guy. He goes, you look a little nervous there. You got drugs in the back or something I need to know about? I'm like, are you insane?
Drugs? No, I'm terrified.
I wish.
Right, I'm 20 years old. I'm in college. I wish I did.
Yeah, I've been checking the BP at home. It's high. So, obviously I'm going to go do that today. Hopefully that I get a decently clean bill of health. I don't really know a lot of people that aren't affected by, like, I mean, we're pretty tense. It's a tense job, tense, you know, lifestyle that you live. Hypertension. You ever suffer from hypertension?
Oh, yeah. I have slightly high blood pressure. I take the blood pressure medication. It's done a pretty good job in keeping it in the acceptable range.
That Dan said, are you hot? Take all that at the same time. I didn't. I took the gummy. I waited like 4 hours, and I writhed in misery and wanted to like end it all. And then was like, I have to sleep. This is awful. So I have Alprazolam, which is like a little Xanax, a little tiny one. Took one. Didn't work. I gave that an hour and a half. Finally, I was like, give me the green death.
You ever tried like a Trazodone or something?
Yeah,
like
I have. It's
prescribed
fine.
Sleeping aid?
Prolific says cardio will help. I do cardio all the time. It's just hypertension, man.
I've Peloton like 53 out of the last 54 days.
And he's got high blood pressure. The guy hit 1,000 hours or whatever. I don't know, man. I need to do something. Transcendental meditation or something. I don't know. But, you know, so we'll see. We'll see what they say today when I go in. I'm a little nervous about that.
Alprazolam?
Alprazolam.
Yeah. Do they have one of those cool songs for it during Padres games, like commercials?
Not that I know.
I take Alprazolam because I'm so stressed out, but it lowers my blood pressure and I'm feeling
better. What
is blood
pressure?
I don't know. I'm trying to come up with a song on the fly.
So, yeah, that's my thing today.
I'm lowering my A1C.
God, I hate those commercials.
They're pretty bad. Pretty bad. Made worse by Ben this morning. well, listen, the doctor...
Your blood pressure should be nice and low after a week like this.
I was just going to say, the Dodgers series, and this may be one where I'll watch out of the corner of an eye. You know, just like check in. These games stress me out.
Well, this is the problem, that your life, if the Padres get 4 runs in the first inning off Shohei Ohtani tonight, you're going to be feeling nice and relaxed.
Yeah, for 10
good.
Minutes until Freeman hits a 3-run homer in the bottom of the first off Dylan Cease.
There's nothing you can do about
baseball's
that.
Baseball's tough. What is a good sport to watch that doesn't wreck your soul?
If you care, then
none of them.
Maybe if I'm you stop caring, though, you're not you anymore.
I know.
That's the problem.
That's it. I'm not me.
Exactly. You've already made it. I mean, you're going to be 50, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Watch the NBA Finals tonight. Gritty. You don't care about that.
That's true.
I could watch that. I could not care less.
7:10 start. You could probably watch the entire game before first pitch.
Ooh, surfing. Thank you. I would watch. I do watch surfing on TV. SDFC? They're nerve-wracking, though. It's nerve-wracking to watch that team. Lisa says, get on the Pilates train. No. I'm doing Pilates. I could go to...
Club.
The good news is if only...
Pilates.
Club Pilates.
Now, I don't do endorsements for that.
Club Pilates.
If I did, maybe they could get me to go. If you're listening, Club Pilates, be happy.
Right now, today, we're offering you 5 classes for $50 at Club Pilates. San Diego's premier Pilates studio, Club Pilates, offers the most Pilates classes and reformer classes in San Diego.
In one spot?
Conveniently located off Marina Boulevard, right in the heart of San Diego.
Pilates, by the way. Club Pilates.
One last time for Pilates.
It's Pilates, yes, Pilates. Over under that he ever did one.
Under.
One
whatever
second
the number is under.
Of Pilates. One. 1 second
I
of Pilates.
I have not Club done 1 second Pilates. Of Pilates in my life either.
Him in there. And so this is Pilates. Using those crazy machines. This is Pilates.
You got a problem.
I love Pilates. Fantastic. Never gets old. Oh, man. It's so good. So good. All right. Well, we'll give you guys the full report tomorrow.
I hope you're healthy.
Me too.
I need you here, buddy. I need you to be able to watch Padres games.
I know. I want to be able to. I want, believe
Maybe
you.
This offseason you can really focus in on lowering your blood pressure.
And just go normal. Just go,
yeah.
All right.
But nah, probably not until
not normal.
October.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I'll relax a little bit. Okay.
Got a couple minutes here. So,
Woosah.
So quickly.
By the way, that, Paulie just said woosah, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was playing golf one day with our hillbilly friend, Chris Foster. And I was not hitting the ball well. And you know what made it... You know what made it infinitely worse? Him going, woosah! Woosah! The whole round. And I almost wrapped my 9-iron around his head. I would hit a bad shot and I'd be like, God! And he'd go, woosah! Woosah! Like, shut up! Shut up! Stop! Woosah! Woodsy, come on, boy! Woosah! So every time you say it, I'm now triggered. Now my blood pressure just went up immensely. Because he was, the whole round, I'm like, what are you doing? Shut up, please. Begging you. Usa. Come on, boy.
Oh, man.
They both sound the same, Foster and Schilt. So go ahead.
Nah, that's all right. Let's move on because we do need a contestant for Take on Woods. We'll talk about Shohei Ohtani's return coming up in our 9 o'clock hour and why the Dodgers are simply taking advantage of the rules that Major League Baseball has provided to them. And, you know, anyone who would have signed Shohei Ohtani to take advantage of something that other baseball teams don't get to do. And that is use their two-way player designation to skirt the system of number of pitchers you can have, how you can use your designated hitter. You know, the Padres are trying to do it. I mean, they're smart. They have a kid in the minor leagues, Sean Barnett, where they're trying to get him to be a two-way player. And I have no doubt that Major League Baseball's rules, they're looking at that and going, hey, if you can find a guy who can hit and can pitch a little bit, that's a real advantage because you can carry an extra pitcher on your roster with no penalty whatsoever. You're not limited to the 13 that everybody else is limited to. And the Dodgers get a 14th pitcher. They need one as badly as any team in the league right now because of how many injuries they suffered, how much they're using their bullpen. They've used their bullpen more innings than any other team in baseball.
And their starters give them fewer innings than any other team in baseball.
Partly so because they've used openers in so many bullpen days.
Brutal combo.
Doesn't matter how you're getting there. They need another pitcher, so they're simply going to use the one that they have already on their roster at hand and start pitching him tonight against the San Diego Padres.
It was funny when they had to go, when they didn't have to, they went to Kike with an 11-run lead the other night. Did you see what happened? He gave up 5 runs, and they had to go to Anthony Bonda anyway. I think the rule should be,
once you've gone, you can't go back.
Once you cannot. It's like Field of Dreams, dude. You did.
The Field of Dreams.
It's a Field of Nightmares. 11-0, you decide. You're not going to use Anthony Bonda there. You ended up using him anyway, so he was ready, he was available to pitch. You went to Kike Hernandez, Dave. You got Kike Hernandez or another position player. You've drawn your line in the sand. I'm not burning my other arms. You went to a position player. Again. You ride it out.
You step from that grass to the dirt.
And you're a dentist
done.
Now.
You're done.
You're now a dentist. You were a doctor. You were a baseball player. You're now a doctor. How's that? What do you think? Is that a bad rule? Like, you decided you want to get cute, then stay cute. Stay really cute and let... He has to sit out there and finish that game off.
No, I'm usually in favor of letting teams manage their teams the way they want to manage their teams.
Mm.
All right, we will take your time out. If you want to call in now to play Take on Woods, 833-288-0973. Chance to qualify for our spa getaway to Las Vegas. Our first musical trivia challenge of the week is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Ben and Woods continuing on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan. Very excited for tomorrow, though, because a Better Buzz is coming in with some of their new Summer Flings menu items for us to try. I've already been and tried a few of them. Really enjoying some of the great stuff. The best drink ever. They've upgraded it to the coconut. Best drink ever, topped with coconut cold cream and toasted coconut flakes. If you're hungry, try the new Blue Crush Acai Bowl. That's mango, pineapple, coconut cream, organic acai, vanilla almond granola, pineapple, strawberry, banana, toasted coconut flakes. Just the perfect summer, a little energy provider in the morning. Check it all out at Better Buzz. You can go online to betterbuzzcoffee.com, download the app, see all their local locations. They're all over the county. I've gone many times. The coffee is fantastic. Try it today and try their Summer Flings menu as well. BetterBuzzCoffee.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team.
It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Padres enter the day three games behind the Dodgers in the NL West, which theoretically means if they sweep the four-game series, they could move into first place.
Exactly. Who the Giants play?
The Giants, I think, are off today and tomorrow.
They get the Red Sox at the end of the week, which is going to be fantastic theater.
They host the Guardians to open a three-game, so all interleague play for the Giants this week.
Okay.
Guardians have not been good against the NL West. Swept by the Padres, swept by the Dodgers for sure. And I'm not sure if they played the Diamondbacks yet. But anyway, we'll talk more about the Padres-Dodgers series coming up. Right now, though, we need a contestant for Take On Woods, 833-288-0973. If you want to call in. Yeah, just wait for a second while we get someone to call in. 833-288-0973. I can tell you about the prize that you're playing for. If you can beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our grand prize drawing. Two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, two spa passes, and a food and beverage credit at any of their five pools. Celebrate summer with a spa and a pool getaway at Resorts World Las Vegas, home of the largest elevated pool complex on the Strip. Two nights, dine poolside, and check out the Awana Spa, one of the largest co-ed spa facilities in Las Vegas. To book your summer stay, visit rwlasvegas.com. All right, let's get to it. Let's play a little Take On Woods. Charles has answered the call for Take On Woods this morning. Thank you for calling in, Charles. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You know the prize, so let's get to the category choices today for our five questions of musical trivia. We've got Across to Bear, five song titles, and artists that include the word cross. Heaven Sent, five song titles that include the word heaven. And our new category, I Know That Dude, five song titles that are all one word, guy names. So, Across to Bear, Heaven Sent, or I Know That Dude. Charles, what would you like to play?
Let's do the heaven one.
Heaven Sent. All right, today, all these songs are heaven sent in that they include the word heaven in the title. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of the five as you can. If you don't know an answer, you can pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is our two-second song. Polly's queuing it up now. You need to identify the song title, including the word heaven, and the artist to score the point. You go first. Woods goes second. You beat or tie him. You're into the drawing for Las Vegas. Charles, you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Paulie, you're all logged in.
I'm ready.
All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Charles, your category is Heaven Sent. Your time begins when Paulie plays the music. Good luck, Charles. Let's Take On Woods.
Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton?
It is not. Which 1992 song did Eric Clapton write about the death of his four-year-old son, Connor?
Come on, Charles.
You better get this one.
Tears in Heaven
that
by Eric
Clapton. Correct. Bruno Mars sings Your Sex Takes Me to Paradise, in which 2012 chart topper and lead single to his second album.
Skip.
Covered by Guns... I lost that. Did you pass?
Skip.
covered by Guns N' Roses in 1987, which song did Bob Dylan write and perform for the title for the soundtrack to Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid?
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Correct. Which signature song became the only solo single to reach number one for Belinda Carlisle in 1987?
Go
back to Bruno Mars sings Your Sex Takes Me to Paradise, in which 2012 chart topper and lead single to his second album?
Oh, God.
All right, you got two. You got Tears in Heaven, twice, actually, and Knocking on Heaven's Door. That was Just Like Heaven by The Cure was the song. Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars, and Heaven is a Place on Earth by Belinda Carlisle. I think Woods has got this one on you, Charles, but we'll see.
We'll see.
He doesn't get the category. Charles's score is locked in.
Charles in charge of this game, or
Charles,
what?
We'll see. Right. I see some chat. All right, let's go. 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Charles.
Oh, Just Like Heaven, The Cure.
Correct. Which 1992 song did Eric Clapton write about the death of his 4-year-old son, Connor?
Tears in Heaven.
Correct. Bruno Mars sings Your Sex Takes Me to Paradise, in which 2012 chart topper and lead single to his second album.
What was the name of the song again?
No, Bruno Mars sings Your Sex Takes Me to Paradise, in which 2012 chart topper and lead single to his second album.
Out of Heaven. I'll come back to it.
Covered by Guns N' Roses in 1987.
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Correct. Which signature song became the only solo single to reach number one for Belinda Carlisle in 1987?
Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Correct. Bruno Mars sings Your Sex Takes Me to Paradise, in which 2012
chart
topper.
What is it again?
I didn't write the song.
You've been knocked out of heaven.
Nah, locked out of heaven.
Locked out of heaven.
You got four, though, and it's a 4-2 win over Charles.
What was these? What did he say?
Your Sex Takes Me to Paradise. Your Sex Takes Me to Paradise.
All right, save that.
Your Sex Takes Me to Paradise.
You had to know. You had to know when you wrote the question.
I think it's probably the most notable lyric. That leads to the chorus, which is the title of the song. I'm trying to give you a context clue there.
No, it's a good one.
Your Sex Takes Me to Paradise.
It's a good one. And we will.
Has anyone ever said that in a more clinical way?
Could you imagine? Could you imagine going
hey,
up
that
to
that was
your,
great.
All right,
in fact.
All right. We've done this before. Everybody tweet your wife right now. All men listening. Text your wife.
Let's not put this on social media.
Your Sex Takes Me to Paradise. Just tweet her and see what she says.
Best part is I already had Ben saying that.
Oh, we did?
Didn't even need to pull it.
Didn't even need to
it
say
was
it.
Already in the
well,
archives.
I did pull it, but he has another one. Let's see if I can...
So text your wives and say, Your Sex Takes Me to Paradise.
Because Your Sex Takes Me to Paradise.
His face looks at me like wanting an approval, like a little puppy. Like looked at me, he's like, here, okay, treat for you.
Yeah.
Treat for
you're
you.
Welcome.
Open up.
You're welcome.
Rub your belly. All right, yeah. Text your lady. All see right. what she says, and then tweet us
to
at
our
Woods.
Insider Dennis Lynn. We can get some reactions in if you actually do it. That is coming up next. Charles, thanks for playing. We'll
Thank
play
you,
another
Charles.
Game of
How do you do? What did he get?
Tomorrow too.
Two. Okay.
We got the 4-2 win. Come back with our Linsider Dennis Lynn after a check of traffic. First, though, Woodsy and I will tell you about
gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466 for a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7MileCasino.com.
7 Mile Casino. Which, by the way, I just got the invitation. I hope I can put it on my schedule again. They're doing another messy Sunday decorating contest at Sammy's. At 7 Mile, I came in second place last year, so I might need to try to redeem myself. Next month, Sammy's, of course, the wood-fired pizza menu is fantastic, but in 7 Mile Casino, you can also partake of the 24/7 players menu. Don't get that at any other Sammy's. Any time of day, great items like the Kung Pao chicken, the Asian pork chop, so good, and you can get it anytime you want.
Well, I mean, yeah, you don't get that at any other Sammy's. You don't get the ability to sit down and play California-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em, Pai Gow poker, or baccarat as well. Love the California-style blackjack myself. They will take your high-limit action if you're a high-limit player. Fear not. It's just 7 minutes from downtown. They'll take your action there at 7 Mile Casino.
As they say, 7 Mile Casino takes you to paradise. That's
exactly what they say.
Really can't.
They do say that.
it's our place. Make it yours as well. 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's our 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. We've got our Linsider, Dennis Lynn, standing by. We'll get to him right after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
You know, I'm just going to jump right in with our Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, and ask him what I think is the toughest question to answer right now when it comes to the San Diego Padres. Dennis, are the Padres trending up or down right now?
Ooh, yeah, getting right into it, huh?
Got his ass.
I told you it was a tough one.
Got me.
I mean, there's an argument to be made either way right now.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if you're going to look at like a slightly bigger sample of the past few weeks as opposed to just the last couple of days, it would have to be down, right? They're under 500 over the past month. Their offense till yesterday, and that's just an isolated incident unless they prove otherwise over this next series. Offense has been one of the worst in the majors, and, you know, they've got those same pitching injuries with Yu Darvish, Michael King, and Jackson Merrill is out for at least a week now, so yeah, tough sledding for the Padres in the NL West, which just got a little bit tougher with Rafi Devers. So yeah, unfortunately, the answer for the Padres is down.
Yeah, I think I tend to agree with you, Dennis. And you know, of course, when it comes out that Devers is traded, they list four or five teams that have checked in with with Craig Breslow and the higher ups over in Boston, and the Padres were listed. Now I'm assuming Craig Breslow. The conversation sounded something like, yeah, this is a problem for us, and we would move him. Now, can you take on 275? And A.J. Preller hung up the phone. I can't imagine the Padres, you know, they would have parted with some prospects, I'm sure, for a Rafi Devers type, but I think it was the eating of the majority of the salary that probably slowed us from being in the mix there.
Yeah, I mean, it's Preller. I don't know the exact nature of what took place between him and Breslow. He tends to check in on everybody in the league.
All the time.
But I would imagine from the Red Sox, exactly, from the Red Sox side of things, when you hear potentially, hey, you have to take back Xander Bogaerts and the rest of his $280 million contract, that's a pretty quick hang up from the Red Sox side as well. So I don't think there was anything that was serious there. Obviously, Preller's going to check in again on pretty much everybody. It's just a matter of what he can get done at this point. It's going to be a seller's market. I know people are saying, you know, it's not a great return for the Red Sox,
yeah,
for Devers, but I mean, that's a special case, right? So if you're looking at someone a lot more affordable from a salary standpoint, I think it's going to be a lot harder to get someone like that. And plus, you know, it's still really early, like pretty much most of the league feels like they're still in it. So it's going to be maybe a while longer before Preller gets something done.
Certainly, you know, the answer you gave in the terms of the Padres trending down, I can't disagree with everything you said, but I think you also look back at where they were a couple of weeks ago offensively and you go, things are starting to look a little bit better beyond just yesterday, but, you know, the day before they hit,
yep,
they had that big game against the Dodgers. To me, though, the how Fernando Tatis Jr. looks is so critical to this team. And that, for me, is maybe the biggest reason for encouragement. Do you think that he's turning a corner based on what you've seen, Dennis?
Yeah, I think if you look at just the last 2 days outside of the bullpen, the Padres are trending up. Small sample, but yeah, they'll definitely take what they're getting from Tatis, at least the last series. He was 8-for-13 with a few doubles, yeah, and he was running the bases like it was April 2025 again. So yeah, that's hugely encouraging for the Padres because, you know, Manny Machado has really been carrying this offense single-handedly for, you know, weeks now, and he can't do it alone, as evidenced by the team's record, and they really need someone else to get going, especially if Jackson Merrill's going to miss some time. So if they can get the Fernando of April or even just, you know, halfway there, you know, I know he hasn't hit a home run in feels like 3 weeks or so, but if they can get, you know, the guy they saw in Arizona, That's a huge upgrade over what they had been seeing over the last several weeks when he was having the worst slump of his career. So that would be a huge step in the right direction, and I think they have to be encouraged based on what they saw the past three games.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting, Dennis, to see what Shilty does with the lineup tonight, you know, with Jackson Merrill being out. You know, who slides up? Do they move things around? You know, I asked Shilty Friday, you know, the consideration of moving the lineup around. Didn't give me a real clear answer other than the fact that, yeah, they think about it, they look at it, fine. I mean, I can't force them to do anything, right? I can't force them to change the lineup. We have said maybe it'll spark something in the team, but then they go out with the same lineup and put up 17 runs or whatever in 3 days, and, you know, I look like an idiot, and I'm fine with it. I don't care. But now with Jackson Merrill out, what do you think that they do? What can you do? I mean, it's not like he's replete with pieces here that he can mix and match.
No, he's not. So it's probably going to likely mostly the same, minus Jackson Merrill in center field, of course. I mean, Trenton Brooks might get a look in left field. I don't know if right away, maybe as soon as tonight would be the case, but I mean, they just don't have a lot of options out there. And Jason Hayward, still on his rehab assignment as of right now, hasn't looked great there either. So yeah, they just don't have options right now. So maybe, they have to mix and match a little bit out there. You know, obviously Tyler Wade, I expect, will be in the line tonight at some point or at some position. So it's tough sledding when you're, you know, facing the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani, at least for an inning. But
here we go.
This is what they have to work with right now. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Well, and again, he says an inning. Nothing's going to surprise. It won't. Here's the things that won't surprise me. Ohtani goes more than one inning. Ohtani doesn't pitch at all. It's not, we changed our mind and we're going to go with Kasperius or Robles. We're going to throw Robleski for the first one. I mean, nothing surprises me that they do. So, I mean, we'll see. I'll believe it when I see it, I guess, Dennis. And, you know, I guess the good news is I don't think he's going to be out there for very long because I think that would be a little irresponsible.
Yeah, I mean, we just saw him throw, you know, I think it was his third sim game last week at Petco Park. So to go from that to multiple innings or even like say three innings would probably be a stretch. So yeah, I think it's going to be pretty gradual build up for him as a pitcher. The Dodgers obviously just need options right now, given how shorthanded their pitching staff is. And I don't think they want to throw Kike Hernandez more again anytime soon, even though.
Don't they want to throw him?
Maybe they do, because he was throwing some pretty nasty, according to Xander Bogaerts last week, some nasty rise cutters at Petco Park.
Are you getting pulled over?
Are you in a police chase right now in L.A., Dennis? What is happening? Are you okay? Don't tell him anything.
I'm inside my car. I'm parked. Don't worry. But yeah, it seems like things are going on. So I think we're all good.
Well, get out of there, please. Get out of there, Dennis. Please.
So there's only so many times we can ask about, you know, who are the Padres going to trade for left field. So I'm going to go a different. Different tack here.
Yu Darvish and Michael King. How about that one for a new tactic, Ben?
Dennis, can the Padres afford to trade any of their bullpen pieces to try to address left field? Especially when you, like, Sean Reynolds has been really, really
good. I love him. I don't want to give him up.
I'm not saying give him up, but you can give someone else up and move him into a higher leverage role. Can they afford to trade some bullpen, you know, help in order to address another need?
All things being equal, I would say they can, because this is where they're deepest, but all things are not equal, right? Because they have been riding their bullpen guys, especially the high leverage guys, really hard. Over the past, it's probably not sustainable the rate that those guys have been working, especially a guy like Jason Adam, who, you know, has been really worn down recently and has rightfully gotten a bit of a break here in the last week or so. But yeah, they, again, they just don't have many choices as far as what they can trade. And they do still have a couple guys in the minors who seems like they could come up even if they haven't been in the majors, and they have really good stuff. So maybe it's another David Morgan / Sean Reynolds type of situation where a guy can come up and have some immediate success. But it is something they discussed, is trading relievers for help in other places, because they just, as worn down as the bullpen has been, they just frankly need more help in other places.
So Brooks was the move for Jackson Merrill. Could only be up a short time. We saw Camposano get into a game. We haven't even talked about it yet. We saw him get a start the other day, and it went about as poorly as you can imagine. It was not good. And, you know, we were actually texting about it, like, why isn't Schilt going to Tyler Wade here even? You know, down. You know you're down bad, Dennis, when you're calling, like, why isn't Tyler Wade pinch hitting here in the seventh? Like, you know how things have gotten out of control. But Camby does not look. He doesn't look like a big leaguer, man, at all. And I know it's been very limited action for him, but it's tough. And now he's going to sit and take that roster spot. Anybody else that you're thinking may come up and you know, get a look?
I don't know that they're close to it, but I think at some point you have to give Brandon Valenzuela a look, because their catching situation is just dire, even though Elias Diaz hit a home run yesterday, and you know, Martin Maldonado has run into one or two pitches in the last few weeks or so. But yeah, I mean, Camposano is clearly not the answer. We knew that kind of even going into this year. He just hasn't earned the trust of two separate managers and multiple pitching staffs for the last few years. And then, you know, looks like he can no longer, you know, hit at the major league level. To your point, he's not getting enough chances to even get into a rhythm, but it just seems like every time he's come up and he's had quite a few chances, he hasn't proven he's more than a kind of a quad A hitter at the big league level. So, yeah, I think catcher is another place they're looking at. They would like to upgrade there, but again, it's kind of that, you know, you weigh that out with, you know, your needs in left field and the rotation in the bullpen on the bench, and there's just so many needs that I don't know if they can fill all of them by July 31st. But catcher, I think if you're going to look somewhere internally, maybe Brandon Valenzuela, who was in big league camp and has been having a nice season in Double-A, maybe you just have to, you know, roll the dice and say, we have to give this guy a look at some point.
Dennis, appreciate it. As always, have a good week. We'll chat with you again next Monday.
Sounds good. See you guys.
Dennis. Thanks, Lynn. From The Athletic, dodging the police sirens in the middle of our interview today as the Padres get ready to open a four-game series against the Dodgers. Elias Diaz had a couple of hits in the home run yesterday. I think he's pretty much locked in. You're keeping Elias Diaz. The question is whether you keep riding with Martin Maldonado going forward. There were a couple times this weekend where the Padres got, you know, their six and seven hitters on base, and you just feel like
it's over.
It's just you can't do anything on eight and nine on those days when it's, you know, Wade and Maldonado. You're just feeling, or Lockridge and Maldonado, just feels like it's over. And, you know, Lockridge got a hit or two, and when they do, they score runs, but it just happens so rarely.
Look, it's probably not the case. It's probably not the case, but I still get the sense that that's that petty. I think it's pettiness. I do. I think, like, by starting Campy the other day and then letting him out there, you had an obvious pinch hit situation. I think, in my opinion, you had a lefty off the bench. No. I'm gonna let him go. See what he can do. Didn't do anything. It's got to get resolved. That's a wasted spot.
All right, we'll come back. We'll preview the Dodgers series, take a look at the rest of baseball, Ryle the Report, and more all coming up. Final hour of Ben Woods.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.